Salam, everyone. I hope that the sound is coming over this evening. If someone could let me know. I've just posted an incredible discourse by Maitreya. Welcome to our online Universal Mantra meditation class this evening. Hope that everyone is having a good God evening. Tonight, I came across a very interesting satsang that Maitreya had given to us back in February 2nd of 2002. I'll just repost that URL in case someone wants to refer to this satsang that I'm going to use some references from. And Maitreya tells us that Salam means that I pay my salutations to the essence in each and every one of you. That essence is God. That essence is what God loves in you. That essence is what God wants to return to him or it. Therefore, when we say Salam, we salam the divinity within you. That is all you have. You do not have your body. You do not have your possessions. You do not own anything in this universe, but that essence. Therefore, the more you work on that essence, the more successful you are in life. The more you work on your body and external world, the less successful you will be at the end. So, Salam means and reminds us of what is important in life. We pay our salutations to that divinity within you. That divinity, God, is everything. So the most important thing in life is the essence that we have to work to polish, to love, to meditate on, to make it progress and to rid ourselves of the karma and bad habits that we have created. When you leave your body, you do not take anything with you but that essence, not even your body, not even your wife, your husband, your family, your possessions, nothing. The only thing you take with you is that Om. That essence, that is what you are and who you are. Therefore, if you want to be successful in life, work on that essence alone. When you have the essence, then you will realize that the goal of the life is to become divine. To become divine means to be in the image of God. Manifest his qualities. See his light and shine that light to the people around you. Light your spirit so that you can also light other people's spirits, because you are the fire of God and your fire can fire others who also will become the fire of God. Then they also can fire many others. So we can see like a little candle which can light many candles, and those candles light many others. So eventually we will have an earth full of the lights of God, which will shine all over the earth, and will see the truth of life. They will not be ignorant anymore, and they will know that the goal of the life is to become divine. And the only thing that they have is that essence. Therefore, I say again, Salam, which means I pay my salutations to the divinity within you. we come here tonight to meditate, to withdraw our senses from the external world. We come here not to let the horses pull us to the external world and to tempt us with the temptation of the mind, which is really the subconscious mind, which has been created in many lifetimes. And now the subconscious mind tells you what to do and what not to do, and you do that. So sometimes you feel that you do not have power over it, and you say, I do not have the power. I cannot do it. It is hard. So some people call it the devil. It's the same thing. It's really your subconscious mind. The pulling of our desires, our wants, our attachments, which make us listen to temptation. So let us say, no. Go away. I'm not going to listen to you. To that devil, that tamaguna. The tamaguna crucifies. And that is what the whole universe is created with. And tama also crucifies the mind. We eventually think that we are only our bodies. We do not even feel the spirit or God or anything. So when we become realized, we can see that the world has been created with the tamaguna, and we see the temptation, and we can see the pulls. So that is the time that now we can meditate and realize more and more how to not let this world dominate us. So now, let us be still for a moment. Realize that essence within each of us. Realize that the illusion that we are separated from God is only an illusion. And we can shatter that illusion, because we know that God indeed is everything. So let us get ready for our universal mantra guided meditation this evening. Find a place where you can be uninterrupted. Sit comfortably with your back and neck straight. Your body in a relaxed position. Close your eyes. Again, relax your body. Release any tension. Release any tense feelings. And let your body be completely relaxed. Now, imagine that your consciousness self is expanding outward. It fills the whole room. Remember the objects located in the room, then expand yourself to fill the whole house or the building that you are in, remembering where each room is and whatever you can remember about the place that you are in. Now expand yourself to fill the whole city. Remember the roads as much as you can. Then expand yourself to fill the whole state, the country, the continent, all the continents, and the whole earth. In each step, try to visualize the shape of the vision, the relevance of the part you are expanding from to other parts. Now that you have filled the whole earth, gently leave your body and visualize that you are sitting on the topmost part of the earth. The earth is below you. Visualize peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Send good thoughts and visualize they penetrate each individual and the earth. You are a channel for God's will. Say in your mind, His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Imagine that now you are leaving the earth and you are going toward outer space. You pass the moon, the planets in our solar system, the stars, and you go beyond our solar system. You pass our galaxy, then the other galaxies, and you are going toward the center of the universe. You pass the stars faster and faster until you reach the center of the universe. You slow down and most humbly enter into this center of the universe, a brilliant, misty, blue light, the most relaxing and loving, healing energy ever encountered. Most humbly enter this brilliant blue light and sit in it, and let it enter your body through your toes. As it enters your toes become so relaxed that you feel you have no toes. It enters your feet the same. They become most relaxed. Then your ankles, your calves, your knees, and the tops of your legs. And this light continues to fill you as it enters your first chakra, your second, third, fourth, and fifth chakras. As it enters each of these chakras, it purifies and opens them. The light continues purifying and enters your sixth chakra. Now, gaze at the sixth chakra between your eyebrows. Now the blue light is the most brilliant white, keeping your back and neck straight. Breathe in deeply and listen, repeating in your mind the first part of your mantra, Hari Om Shri Hang. Realize the stillness, that moment between breathing in and breathing out. Then breathe out the second part of your mantra, Om Nam Kevalam. And pause and recognize that stillness between breathing out and breathing in. Breathe with the rhythm of your mantra. Hari Om Shri Hang. Om Nam Kevalam. If anything is disturbing your meditation, any thought or desire, gently bring your mind back to the rhythm of your meditation, your mantra, the breath, the stillness between breathing, and let go of disturbances. Many things will try to prevent you to gain control over your mind. Be sincere and diligent in your meditation, but relaxed. And now we'll meditate together for another 5 minutes in silence, and then we will reverse the process. And now, close your chakras by letting the purifying light stay with you within your purified chakras. Keep the light and love that entered you. God will remain with you. And now gently come out of the blue light with utmost respect, facing the light. Return from the center of the universe, past the stars, the galaxies, our galaxy, and return to our solar system, past the planets, the moon, and come and sit on top of the earth. And remember, peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Now, pledge that you are an instrument for His will. You are a channel to do His will, to bring His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. See your peace that you received from the brilliant light is on the earth. It penetrates every individual and the earth. Feel the earth slowly re-enter your body and withdraw from filling the earth and all the continents, the continent you are in, the country, the state, the city, the house, or the building and the room that you are in, and you come back to your body. In this process, we have expanded our consciousness to cover the universe, but we return to our body. Although we have a universal approach, we live and act where we are in the present. We become a channel for God, who is the universe, but we act locally. Think universally, but act locally. And now gently open your eyes, return to the external world, and know that those who meditate on God are in the world, but not of it. You have met the energy of the Lord and are filled with it now. Let it flow through you to others. Be a channel for His will. Do not let them take you to Maya, the illusion of separation from God. You take them to God, oneness with God, Spirit, Atman. After you have recognized that stillness, then you can stay with that recognition and realize it all through the day without needing formal meditation. If the rhythm somehow is lost, go back to the mantra until the rhythm returns. Hari Om Shri Hung Om Nam Kevala. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. Shalom, everyone. All thanks to God for this time together.